ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Samam Bonam, Chapter 10, Deliverance of the Yamal Arjuna Trees, verse number 29. Krishna Krishna Mahayogim त्वं आद्य पुरुष पर व्यक्तव्यक्तम् इदं विश्वम् रूपं ते ब्राह्मणा विदु। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। कृष्ण कृष्ण ओ लॉर्ड कृष्ण, ओ लॉर्ड कृष्ण। महायोगिन ओ मास्टर ऑफ मिस्टिसम, त्वम यू द एक्साल्टेड पर्सनालिटी, आद्य द रूट कॉज ऑफ एवरीथिंग, पुरुष द सुप्रीम पर्सन, पर बियॉन्ड दिस मटेरियल क्रिएशन, व्यक्त अव्यक्तम दिस मटेरियल कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन कंसिस्टिंग ऑफ कॉज एंड इफेक्ट और ग्रॉस एंड सटल फॉर्म्स, इदम दिस विश्वम होल वर्ल्ड, रूपम फॉर्म ते योर ब्राह्मणा लर्नेड ब्राह्मणस विदु नो। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ लॉर्ड कृष्णा योर ऑप्युलेंट मिस्टिसिज्म इज इनकंसीवेबल। यू आर द सुप्रीम ओरिजिनल पर्सन, the cause of all causes, immediate and remote, and you are beyond this material creation. Learned Brahmanas know, on the basis of the Vedic statement, Sarvam Khalau Idam Brahma, that you are everything, and that this cosmic manifestation, in its gross and subtle aspects, is your form. Purport. The two demigods, Nalkuvar and Manigrib, because of their continuing memory, could understand the supremacy of Krishna by the grace of Narada. Now they admitted that we should be delivered by the blessings of Narad Muni was all your plan. Therefore, you are the supreme mystic. Everything, past, present and future, is known to you. Your plan was made so nicely that although we stayed here as twin Arjuna trees, you have appeared as a small boy to deliver us. This was all your inconceivable arrangement. Because you are the supreme person, you can do everything. ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षून्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 10 वर्स नंबर 29 ट्रांसलेशन। ओ लॉर्ड कृष्णा योर ऑपुलेंट मिस्टिसिज्म इज इनकंसीवेबल। यू आर द सुप्रीम ओरिजिनल पर्सन द कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेस इमीजिएट एंड रिमोट एंड यू आर बियॉन्ड दिस मटेरियल क्रिएशन। लर्नेड ब्राह्मणस नो ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ द वेदिक स्टेटमेंट सर्वम खलौ इदम ब्रह्म that you are everything and that this cosmic manifestation in its gross and subtle aspects is your form. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So it's a great honor to offer this service to all the devotees. So we are reading the second part of Damodar Leela, wherein Yashoda Maya has punished naughty Krishna by binding him with ropes to ukhal, to mortar. And she also binds because she is busy being the day of Deepavali. And she thinks that Krishna will run away from the house in the forest. So better I tie him, otherwise again I'll have to waste time searching for him. So she ties and goes in the kitchen to do her housework. So while being bound, Krishna decides to do more mischief, to be more naughty, because that's a child who wants to perform more mischief. So even though bound, Krishna starts crawling, dragging the mortar with him. And all the sakhas, the small boys who are around Krishna playing, they think this is new game, this is new fun, that Krishna is pulling the mortar. Krishna is just 3-year boy and mortar is quite heavy, but still he is pulling, going around in circles, and he sees two big Arjuna trees which are present in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj since more than 100 years, quite heavy. Even if cyclone comes, these trees will not break. Even if 200 km per hour cyclone comes, this tree will not break. Very heavy, very strong. So Krishna remembers that these two trees are Nal Kuvar and Mani Greev, the two sons of Kuvera, whom Narad Muni cursed to become trees, cursed to reform them, to correct them. But actually it's a blessing because they are in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, in the Angan of Nanda Maharaj, in Vrindavan Dham, in Gokul Dham, and they are witness of all the pastimes which happened there. So Krishna thought that as such I have nothing to do with these two boys. No lena, no dena. Nothing to do. But since Narad Muni wanted their deliverance, and I have affection for my dear Narad Muni, I will fulfill his wish. And Krishna decides to deliver these trees. So in Nectar of Devotion, it's mentioned that one can perfect his life in devotional service by sadhana, by kripa, even by some devotee wishes good for you. We don't do sadhana, but some devotee wishes good for you, prays for you. That also we can successfully receive Krishna's mercy. And we should know, individually we are weak in performing our devotional service. But when collectively devotees offer their well wishes and prayers, we have a larger hope to be successful in Krishna consciousness. And that will happen when we are in good books. Devotees will be favorable to us. And that will happen when we don't hurt devotees, when we follow our Vaishnava etiquette. So this is very essential, that when we stay in the community of devotees, we should be sensitive in our dealings, that we don't hurt others, we don't hurt hearts. Devotees are not stones or impersonal objects that we deal with them as we want. So they are part and parcel of Krishna, valuable souls. They have feelings. And in our services and interactions, we should include these feelings also, to ponder over and then take a decision or speak or behave or act or transact or perform our service. So if I am using this glass, I may not think about the feelings of the glass. The same way I should not interact with devotees as objects, as impersonal objects, use and throw, or use and don't take care. In fact, the word use also not proper. That's for object, not for devotees. We have a modern term, human resources. That's a corporate language. So, we are not surrounded by objects. We are surrounded by personalities who have emotions, feelings, desires, likes, dislikes. So that should be taken care. So then, the community of Vaishnavas is pleased with us, and that will help us to be successful in Krishna consciousness. Alone by my own self, my own skills, my talent, my intelligence, my reading, my sadhana, will not be successful, because that's very weak. Sankirtan movement. Sankirtan means all together. We have example of Bharat Maharaj, who taught us that because I practice bhakti alone, I got attached to a deer. The deer became more dear to me. And next life, he became a deer. If there was even one new bhakta in that ashram, he would have told Prabhu, why you are spending time with deer? Chant your rounds. Right? One new bhakta would have taken care of the situation. So association is very important. So in this association, wherever community we stay, we should develop good Vaishnava relationships, loving relationships. So the people like to see our face. Not vapis aa gaya. Oh, again he came back. So Narad Muni, he wants these boys to be reformed. So he arranged their deliverance through Krishna. And Krishna obliged. And he went towards the two Arjuna trees. And in between the two Arjuna trees, there was a small passage. Krishna went through that passage. But the mortar was horizontal. And horizontal mortar couldn't go through that passage, got stuck with the two trees. But Krishna continued to move, and he pulled the mortar with force, and both the trees were shivering, the leaves were trembling, the branches were trembling, the tree was shivering, and finally it crashed. Both the trees dhadam fell down. What a great force. Not one, two trees together fell down. That's Krishna. Strong personality. Even in a 3-year boy body, he is equally strong. Krishna's opulence does not diminish when he is in a baby body or when he is on the lap of Yashoda Maya or when he manifests in form of Archa Vigraha. Same opulence. It's not that Krishna can lift Govardhan but this Shyam Sundar cannot. How can DT lift? Same opulence. Everything same. No difference. So we worship Shyam Sundar, we pray to Shyam Sundar, we speak to him, we offer obeisances. It's not some marble stone, it's self same Krishna. When you go to Golok Vrindavan, you will be shocked. So this boy was down also, same. So same person on the altar. Fully opulent in any form. So in a small baby form, who cannot remove the ropes which Mother Yashoda tied to his belly on the mortar, he pulled the two Arjuna trees down. And lo and behold, after the trees came down, two effulgent demigods appeared on the spot from the broken trees with golden crown and golden ornaments and shining dress and golden bangles and rings and necklaces and other parts of the body so effulgent like fire. The whole place became golden light, very effulgent. They were the two sons of Kuvera, Nalkuvar and Manigree. And immediately they offered obeisances to Krishna and offered very beautiful prayers. And we just read the first prayer, wherein they are exclaiming, Krishna, Krishna. Why twice? It's one both. Both are speaking together. Nalkuvar is saying Krishna. Manigreev is saying Krishna. So Shukadev says Krishna, Krishna, Mahayogin. See, Nalkuvar, Manigreev are seeing a boy, 3-year boy, tied with a rope and saying that you are Mahayogin, because they have direct experience of Krishna's opulence, staying as trees in the house of Nanda Maharaj. They have seen all the pastimes of Krishna from childhood, from appearance till now. So if we have a observation of a one day event, we'll think, oh, it's a small boy tied with rope. But they have observation of 3 years. So statistically they have more knowledge. And what is their conclusion? You are Mahayogin. Yogi means mystic. Mystic is a person who after tapasya has some siddhis, and he can do what an average ordinary person cannot do. So Krishna is not termed as yogi, he is termed as Mahayogi. That's special. Mahayogi. Like prasad, Mahaprasad. That's special. Mahaprasad, we have higher attraction. So Mahayogi, master of all mystics, which is inconceivable, which we cannot understand. When Narad Muni visited Dwarika, Narad Muni heard Krishna had married 16,108 wives, queens. And Narad Muni was thinking, see, Narad Muni is a brahmachari. And a brahmachari always knows grahastha life means troublesome. I mean, grahasthas also know that. So Narad Muni is thinking, even one is difficult, how is Krishna managing 16,000? I want to see, how is he conducting himself? So he visited each of the palaces. And he saw Krishna present in each of the palaces simultaneously. And in each of the palaces, he is doing different activity. It's not like 16,000 TV sets are there, all are doing same activity. A yogi can expand at most to 8 or 9. But here Krishna is expanding into 16,108 and doing individual different activities. And Narad Muni was surprised. And in each palace Krishna received Narad Muni as if he had just met him. Not that, oh, just now we met in Rukmini's palace, you came to Satyabhama's palace also. No. In each palace he offered him a feast, he washed his feet, and he offered him obeisances. Not that just now we met. And Narad Muni was surprised. Krishna can expand into millions, he does that in Ras Leela. That is his mysticism. He knows our heart. He knows past, present, future. He knows what we are going to do tomorrow. He knows what color dress you are going to wear tomorrow. He knows what you are going to eat tomorrow. He knows everything. He is all pervading, present everywhere. When Mother Uttara, pregnant Mother Uttara, rushed to Krishna to seek protection for her child Parikshit, Krishna at that time was standing on the chariot about to go to Dwaraka. And hearing her plead, Krishna protected her without going down from the chariot. How? Krishna was present in the heart of Uttara. From heart he went to the womb of Uttara and protected the child from Ashwatthama's Brahmastra. So Kunti Devi saw all this and she was bewildered and she offered prayers. You are inside or you are outside? I see you standing outside, but inside you already did your job. You are inside also, outside also. Bhaye Narsingha, Hridaye Narsingha. You are everywhere. That's a yogi. An ordinary person cannot do that. Krishna's yogic power is higher than all, master of mystics. His creation is inconceivable. You see, there is a coconut tree with nice coconuts. We drink, Now, how does the water go up and fill in the coconut? There is no pipe, there is no motor. No scientist can explain how does the water go up. The second point is, even if the below water is dirty, there is sweet filtered water in the coconut. Where is the filter? And where does the sweetness get added? And the next point is, if you see the coconut is so thick, there is not a single hole, how does the water go inside? But we use it daily. Such an inconceivable creation. Achintya cannot be understood by our finite intelligence. So that's Krishna Mahayogi. So Nalkuvar and Manigreev have realized that this was Krishna's plan to curse us through Narad Muni, so that in the future he delivers us through this Damodar Leela. So Krishna knew the past, he knows the present, and he knew the future, that future is going to appear here and do Damodar Leela, so he will deliver us. That's why they are saying, you are Mahayogi, master of all mistakes. Then Purusha Para, Tvam Adya Purusha Para, you are Purusha, supreme enjoyer, supreme person. Krishna is an individual person. Each one of us is an individual person. Which means Krishna has his own personality. He has his own likes and dislikes. He has emotions. He has feelings. He has feelings of pain and feelings of happiness. He changes his mind. That's Krishna, he's a person. He's not a stone or an impersonal person, impersonal entity. So when we do deity worship, we relate to him as a person, offering food, bhoga, offering beautiful ornaments and garments and decorations and garlands, and wake him up and put him to sleep very carefully, without hurting his body. So that whole conception that God is energy, or God is light, or God is something like that, that's not true. That's just partial knowledge. Krishna is more than that. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. And is a supreme enjoyer. We are supposed to give enjoyment to Krishna, and he receives enjoyment, and that is perfection of our life. When we try to take enjoyment, then we go into fallen position. Then we struggle in this 84 lakh species of life. In 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj asks the question, when does distress happen in one's life? When does distress start in one's life? And he answers, the day, the time one attempts for happiness, distress begins. So as soon as I try to become happy, I put a seed of distress. So my attempt to become happiness may or may not be successful, but that seed is definitely going to give fruit, and I will be distressed in the future. This is material world. So in human form of life, we should understand that instead of attempting to receive happiness, we should attempt to give happiness and enjoyment to Krishna. Then as his part and parcels, automatically we will be joyful. When you decorate yourself, the reflection in the mirror is already decorated. You don't have to separately decorate the reflection. So when we serve Krishna, we will receive joy. Just like when we do Radha Shyam Sundar's Abhishek, nice garments, nice garlands and milk is poured, honey and fruit juice and rose water and sweet water and curd and ghee, and lakhs of people are watching, especially on Janmashtami day. That one small second of darshan, and we become so happy just by watching Abhishek. If one of you is put on the table and poured honey, ghee, water and milk and dahi, would you be happy? Would the person putting will be happy? Would the person watching will be happy? Would there be a queue? No, nobody will be happy. But when Krishna is offered service, we become happy. But avoiding him, we try to gain happiness from sense objects, we fail. We get entangled. Just like once there was a big field, empty field, where a mouse was staying, rat. And there was lots of sand, and it was summer time. The sun was afternoon time, the sun was heavy, so the sand was hot, and the mouse was feeling very burning sensation, cannot stand, cannot sit, cannot lie down, cannot walk, it was always burning. So mouse will run in circles somehow to find some relief, run in circles in the field, but was not finding any relief. So after a few running circles, finally the mouse came to a point where there was some shade. So he felt nice, thanda, cool, very nice. What was that shade? That was shadow of a cobra. So the mouse came, but next moment what happened? The cobra captured the mouse. That is our situation. We go on in the cycle of birth and death. And we come in contact with some sense object. Maybe smoke a cigarette or drink liquor or go to some restaurant or watch a movie or come in contact with opposite gender or get some money. But what is happening? Karma bandhan. The entanglement of karma is increasing. And we have to visit hellish planet. So what kind of relief is this where my struggle is going on extending? Where my struggle is going on increasing? My cycle of birth and death is going on increasing. So this is not the way to be happy. So only by serving Krishna we become joyful. Any other joy and happiness we receive from sense object is imaginary. There is nothing tangible in that. So Krishna is a supreme enjoyer, Purusha. Once there was a visitor in foreign body from outside India. He came to India to search for God, because India is famous. So he came to our Radha Rasbihari Mandir. I stay there, ISKCON Juhu, Mumbai. Beautiful Radha Rasbihari Mandir. He came at the time of Guru Puja. And we were all chanting and dancing. And he first time came. And he saw Radha Rasbihari. He stood in front of the altar. And he pointed his fingers towards Rasbihari and shouted loudly, "This is God!" We were surprised. He said, "You are not giving any new information to us. We know, we are staying here. But what happened to you?" So he said, "I went to many temples and saw many deities in India. Some deity is meditating. Some deity is carrying weapons. Some deity is doing something. Only this deity I saw doing nothing, only enjoying with a girl and flute. He is God. Nobody else can be God. God means one who doesn't do anything. He only enjoys. Supreme enjoyer, Purusha. Purusha para. He is transcendental, para, divya, beyond three modes of material nature, beyond this material creation, transcendental. He is not part of this material creation. He is beyond. Even though he is present here, but he is not under the three modes of material nature. He is unique, one and only one. There is nobody superior to Krishna. There is nobody equal to Krishna. And there is nobody inferior to Krishna. It is unique. It's clear? Anybody superior to Krishna, raise your hands. Anybody equal to Krishna, raise your hands. Anybody inferior to Krishna, raise your hands. Common knowledge. But there is nobody inferior to Krishna. Why? Because when we say I am inferior to Krishna, I am comparing myself with Krishna. And how can you compare yourself with Krishna? I am sorry, I am not pointing false. It's like if I say the sun is superior to bulb, or the bulb is inferior to the sun. Is that a correct statement? Yes. But is it good to make such a statement? Because in one sentence I am comparing sun and bulb. Where is sun and where is bulb? Or if I say, you heard of Aishwarya Rai? If I say Aishwarya Rai is more beautiful than a pig, it's a true statement. But do you think I should make such a statement? Compare Aishwarya Rai with a pig? You know, pig will feel insulted. So, there is nobody superior, nobody equal, nobody inferior in the sense that we cannot compare with Krishna. Krishna is first, I am second, no, third, no, fourth, no, hundred, no, thousand, no. No, I don't even come in that sequence. Because he is beyond. He is beyond. Or it's like saying among all Kerala's mango is best. Sweetest. Definitely mango is sweetest, but why compare with Kerala's? Mango is beyond Kerala's. All species of Kerala's. All types of Kerala's. So it's okay to say Krishna is best friend. But not okay. Why? Because we are comparing Krishna with other friends. Among others, he is the best. But he is unique. He is not compared with others. He is beyond. Para. Transcendental. He is one without a second. What does it mean without a second? There is no second player. There is no third. There is no fourth. There is nobody below him. There is nobody nearby. No. He is in a different realm. Among all cars, flight is the best. Definitely flight is for travel, but doesn't make sense. Because cars go on road, flight is beyond the road. So Krishna is beyond, para. Adhyam. Adhyam is root cause of everything, cause of all causes. Like Brahma says, sarva karana karanam. Then he is this Vishwa. He is everything. Nalkuvar Manigriva saying, you are everything. Everything is Krishna. This glass is Krishna. This watch is Krishna. This mic is Krishna. This shirt is Krishna. This road is Krishna. Even outside Vrindavan. Everything, whatever we see and come across is Krishna. This is not Mayavad philosophy. This is part of absolute truth. That everything we come across is Krishna. Vyakta, avyakta. The cause and effect is Krishna. The subtle and gross form of cosmic manifestation is Krishna. Vasudevam sarvam iti. Krishna is everything. Krishna is all pervading. Krishna is supreme proprietor. Krishna is cause of all causes. That's Vasudevam sarvam iti. So with the help of Sri Ram Pandit Prabhu, I want to make a demonstration about this fact. There is some items. So it's going to be a very expensive lecture. So I have three items, if you can see. Okay. Gold ring, gold bangle, and gold necklace. So if I ask somebody, what are these three things? One answer will be gold ring, gold bangle, gold necklace. Correct? Another answer will be gold, gold, gold. Both the answers are correct because this is gold, gold, gold. Just because this goes in my finger, I call it ring. Just because this goes in my wrist, I call it bangle. Just because this goes in my neck, I call it necklace. If I have a gold object, which doesn't go anywhere in part of my body, I just call it gold. So the word ring, bangle and necklace is only functional. Because it has a function, so we use. Basically it's gold, gold, gold. You are with me? So in the same way, this is Krishna, this is, everything is Krishna. Just because in our human society, some objects have functional use, so we call them glass, mic, watch, table, chair, road, dustbin, wall, hand, mobile, etc. So this is because of functional use, which is temporary. But the actual substance is gold, is Krishna. So if I have gold ornament with no shape I am aware of, what will I call it? Gold. So everything is gold, everything is Krishna. There is nothing other than Krishna. And this is not Mayavad philosophy. Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy is everything is equal to Krishna and everything is different from Krishna. And these both facts are simultaneously true. So there is Advaita. Everything is equal to Krishna. That is not our philosophy. There is Dvaita, that Krishna and his energies are different. That is also not our philosophy. There is Dvaita Advaita, that equal and difference. That is also not our philosophy. Our philosophy is Achintya Bhed Abhed Tattva, which means everything is equal to Krishna. And everything is not different from Krishna, and these both are true at the same time, simultaneously. The simultaneous word is very important, that makes it inconceivable. Like if I say, I am in Vrindavan, can be a true statement. After 2 weeks, I say, I am in Mumbai, true statement. But this cannot be simultaneously true. Both cannot be true at the same time. One of them. So if A is equal to B, then A unequal to B is a false statement. If A equal to B and A not equal to B, both are true simultaneously, that's illogical. That's why achintya, inconceivable, cannot conceive by our. Our whole education, we are taught this logic that if a statement is A is true, then minus A should be false. That's how we perform our day-to-day functions. If A is true, then minus A cannot be true. Minus A has to be false. But Krishna's personality is beyond this logic. Krishna, anything for Krishna, if A is true, minus A can also be true. There is a contradiction. That's why they are saying you are inconceivable. That's why Lord Brahma says in his prayers that a day will come that all the scientists of the world will be able to count the number of atoms in the universe, will be able to count number of drops of water in the universe, will be able to count the number of snowflakes in the universe, but they will not be able to count your glories. Because you are infinite. How a finite person can understand infinite? So if you meet anybody who says, I know Krishna, in general, then you should know that he has not even started it. Because by material talent or intelligence, one cannot know Krishna. Krishna can be known only when he chooses to reveal himself to us, not by our logic. He is beyond everything, beyond the three modes, beyond our intelligence, our adokshaja, beyond our senses. So the only way to connect to Krishna is offer him devotional service. And you will see at the end of prayers, Nalkuver and Manigrave say, oh my Lord, we spoke so much, but let us tell you, we are fools, we don't understand you, the only thing we can do is offer you obeisances. The more you know Krishna, the more you don't know Krishna. So if you advance more, actually you go down more. For example, just for understanding sake, suppose knowledge of Krishna is 100 units, and today I know 1 unit. So I know 1 unit, and I am yet to know 99 units. So next year my knowledge increases. From 1, it goes to 2. So now I know 2 units. And how much I don't know? 98? 100 minus 2? No. 998. How? Because when I went from 1 to 2, I realized the earlier estimation of 100 was wrong. Actually, it was 1000. So it's 1000 minus 2, not 100 minus 2. You are getting me? So today I thought Krishna is 100. Because I knew 1, so I thought he is 100. But I went from 1 to 2, I realized, hey, yesterday I thought wrong. Krishna is not 100, Krishna is 1000. So when I went from 1 to 2, I know more. But how much I don't know now? 998, which is more than 99, which I don't know. So the more you know, the more you don't know. So if you go further, from 2 to 3, you don't know 9,997. You say, oh, so much. And 3 to 4, 4 to 5, it will become 9 lakh. You say, oh, impossible, let me offer him obeisances. That's the only thing I can do. Servant of Krishna. That's the realization of any person. Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanvan Mam Prapadyante. Gyan, trying to know, he comes. Prapadyante surrenders to Krishna, knowing that Vasudevam Sarvamiti, everything is Krishna, Krishna is all pervading. Samatma Sudurlabha, such a soul is very rare. So paying obeisances to Krishna is outcome of a final realization of trying to know Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada is so merciful, he on the first day of Krishna consciousness told us to go and offer obeisances to Krishna. He gave us everything ready made. Otherwise we will require bhunam janmanam ante, we will require lots and lots of knowledge in many many births to come to the point, let me go and offer obeisances to Krishna. We require lots of hard work to come to the point, let me chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, let me attain Mangala Arati, let me follow 4 regulative principles, if you are on our own. But Srila Prabhupada, he gave it so easily, ready-made in our hand. So we should just follow the instructions of Founder Acharya, especially doing our sadhana and seva. Get up early morning, take bath, apply a tilak, wear fresh clothes, come for Mangala Aarti, pay obeisances, Narsingha Aarti, Tulsi Aarti, offer jal, and sit and chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with devotees, then Shingar Aarti, Guru Puja, offer flowers to Prabhupada, and Bhagavatam class, then honor Prasadam, do our service, do our reading. Every day, this is the final realization that this is what has to be done. Srila Rupa Goswami gave 64 items of bhakti. Just by doing 4-5 hours of morning program, 50 items are done. But this 4 hours, instead of morning program, we sleep in the house, we miss 50 items. And if you try to do it individually in your room, the 64 items, a whole day will go. But just by being with devotees 4.5 hours, we do all the 50 items. In Vrindavan, if you are doing it, you do more. Few are there which are not every day. So it's so easy. So one should be very serious. Sadhana and seva. And in that way, we can hope to receive Krishna's mercy. We'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. I think I took over the time, but if there are any comments from senior devotees or questions, we will take. Anything you want to say, Prabhu? Yes, Prabhu. Oh. Yes. Sorry? You want me to read the purport? Yeah. So Prabhupada is saying that, okay, you want me to read it? That they have continued memory even in the tree body. The two demigods Nalkuvar and Manigrive, because of their continuing memory, could understand the supremacy of Krishna by the grace of Narada. So even in tree body they were aware that in their past life they were sons of Kuvera and they were cursed by Narada, and Narada wanted them to get corrected in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj by being delivered by Krishna. So their memory was continuing from past life. That's my understanding. Yes, Prabhu. I can take the question more, Prabhu? I can take more question. Okay, yeah.
Prabhuji, when we travel, we see lot of plants, lot of trees, lot of animals, and so much. And how those jeeps are controlled, the life after life, is without really unconcealed, and how the arrangements occur.
You want to know how they are controlled? Yeah. They are controlled like this. Krishna is staying as Paramatma in the heart of all living entities. So he knows, he with Upadrishta Anumantacha, he witnesses their activities, he permits their activities, he sanctions their activities. And Prakriti is their material nature. The demigods are there, Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, Surya. So they all deal with these things. For him it's not a big thing. Somebody who first time visits the temple and he sees punctuality, all three cones blown together, doors open, clean. This how this temple is managed. But our Panchakota Prabhu knows it's not like this, I know that. But easier than what other person may be conceiving. It's happening, right? So this world is happening, right? What complexity you are sharing is much less than what just you see your one cell. It is more complex than the whole universe. Equally complex than the whole universe, one cell. How the nail is growing. There is no scientific explanation how the nail is growing, how a hair is growing, how blood is converted to milk for a cow or a mother. Can you take a blood in a test tube, add some chemical and get milk? No, but mother's body does that whole day. So that's Krishna's inconceivable potency. How a seed you put, mango seed, and you get so many mangoes. Right? So there is no project or system where input is smaller than the output. If you input something, the output will be lower than that in factory or any system, man-made system. But Krishna, you put small seed, you get so many seeds. From one you get lakhs of seeds. So all Paramatma is there in every atom. Okay. Any more questions? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.